welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're in the house of the Lord today. In our call to worship, I want to read to you three verses from Revelation chapter 4. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face of a man, and the fourth beast as like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. John here shares with us in the Revelation his glimpse into heaven, the activities that were taking place there, and they're recorded in chapters 3 and 4 and 5 of this book, and then also throughout the book he gives us glimpses into heaven. And one of the things as I read this passage again that was remarkable to me, it says, and they rest not day and night. They have one task, and that's to declare the holiness and the virtue of God and the eternality of God, which was and which is to come. And when you share something like that with this generation, the first thing that comes to their mind is boring. That's what they do all the time in heaven. That's all they do. They're not doing other stuff. That's the initial cultural response to that, because we are so full of ourselves. We're so full of entertaining ourselves to death. We've got to have something going all the time or we're just bored, that they would do just one thing. Just praise the Lord all the time. I want you to go home this afternoon. I want you to take just a few moments and I want you to make a list. Be honest. Now, if you're not going to be honest, don't do it. You're wasting your time. But just make a list of what occupies your time. And just make a list. And then when you're done, I want you to look back at it and see where God fit into all of that. I am afraid that we are not preoccupied with God, we're preoccupied with ourselves. What an opportunity lies before us this year to occupy ourselves and our hearts with the things of the Lord. To put the kind of time into Him and developing our relationship with Him that we cry throughout the day, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and which is to come. I mean, that kind of a heart, you know, it should overwhelm us to think of our Lord, to be occupied with Him. But the thing is, we have so many distractions today. There are so many things. We will spend hours on a computer. We will spend hours with our technology. We'll spend hours planning this and planning that. And God, He gets a few minutes a day. He'll give Him a little bit of time in the morning, a little bit of time at night. Oh, I'm so tired. I really just don't think I can do it now. I'll do it tomorrow and make up for it. And that's what God gets. He doesn't get devotion. He doesn't get consecration. He doesn't get our full attention. He gets the leftovers of the day. And so I want to encourage you, as I was rebuked by that, thinking of these creatures that all day long, 24/7, they rest not, the Bible says, day or night. And their one task is just to declare the holiness and the purity of God throughout the heavens. That's what John remarked on. That's what took him. As he described the things that were taking place in heaven, he described that this is what these creatures do. They honor and glorify God of heaven all the time, day and night. And God has chosen to save us. I know we're human. We have our frailties. We have our weaknesses. But I do know this, that we can give God more time than what we're given to Him. We certainly can. If we can spend hours on Facebook and tell everybody everything that we did all day long, do you think that we can take time and let God tell us what He wants from us from His holy Word? Whatever, you make that list and be honest about it. Put down the things that occupy your time. And then go back and say, now where did the Lord fit in all of this? And I think you'll be shocked and how little time God gets. We need to privilege our hearts with this message. I want to preoccupy my time with God this year. I want to give Him as much time as I can. I want to honor Him. I want to lift up His name. I want to share His name with others. I want to be like those creatures in heaven that declare His worth. That's what it means to worship, is to declare the worship and the worth of God. And I pray that we will have that kind of spirit and heart as we go into this new year.